You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We've grabbed Josh and brought him into the studio because Josh and I, off the air yesterday, were commiserating about the same thing that drives us both crazy. Because, I don't know, something came up about, something that was misplaced or whatever. And we were talking about how, like in my house, I'll just use my house as an example. I don't know if it's because I was raised by a first sergeant and there was a lot of discipline and stuff like that. But things had a place, okay, in our house. And so I grew up that way. And so when I lived on my own for a bazillion years, I always knew that the scissors were in this drawer. Mm-hmm. Or I knew that this such and such was here in this closet. Or this was here. Well, I have married someone who has no sense of that whatsoever. And so every time I need scissors, which are always go in the same drawer in the kitchen, I'll open it up. The scissors are never in there. And they might be sitting, Josh, in the laundry room. Okay? Or I might find them out in the garage. Or I might find them in the living room. Or I might find them in a bathroom. Or I'm like...
What's she cutting so much?
I don't know. But the thing is, the apple does not fall far from the tree because her daughter, my stepdaughter, is exactly the same way. So it's me versus two women.
That's funny.
Who will not put things back where they were.
Well, see, the weirdest thing to me, because I'm with you on this 100%, Dom, but the weirdest thing to me is that it takes the exact same amount of effort to go get the scissors as it does to put them back. So why not just take the three extra steps or whatever it is to just put the scissors back in the same drawer?
Like well, because you forget concept, about it. You forget about it after your task. You just set them to the side and move on.
They're right next to you. See, that doesn't comprehend to me at all.
Oh,
that
see,
makes zero
I kind of get it.
Okay, so I've got a little bit of an explanation from Gretchen about this and all things. Like, I always talk about her leaving every cabinet open and every drawer open. And she says it is a weird wiring in her brain that it doesn't even occur to her to close a cabinet. In other words, the thought doesn't even exist in her head. She opens and then she walks away.
She's on to the next task.
I guess that's probably it, Jer. Something like that. And it's the same with the scissors out of a drawer. That's she funny. Will just set them down somewhere and never think about them going somewhere.
I think that's called ADD.
Could very well.
Well,
could be.
She does have a touch of that.
Does she? Okay, yeah. I'm being serious. Like, it could be.
And so am I. She deals with that.
Okay.
Why is it always the scissors? I feel like this is like universal that the scissors can never be found in the house. We have easily 5 pairs of scissors in our house, and whenever one of us, my wife or me, goes to search for it, they're always gone. And I mean, in my house, it's the kids. They scamper and they're cutting everything. And when you do find one, it's like covered in something sticky or they're dull
or
they're chipped up. They don't open, but it's always the scissors that have gone missing.
Yeah.
We've talked about putting a little safe in our office where I will fill with scissors, tape, the stapler, paper clips, and Sharpies.
Do it.
Those are like the things that the kids always run off with.
Oh, you have inspired
me. The tape is another big one. They're always taping things. Everything has tape on it. So the scissors and tape and Sharpies are always missing.
Thank you. All 3 of those in my house, too.
Get a safe, man.
That's
put a little code on it and get in there.
That's not a bad idea.
And it always terrifies me when I can't find the Sharpies because I'm like, what are they writing on? What am I going to find on a table?
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. We all need little personal saves for all of our junk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Before we get text messages, which I'm sure are going to come in, Dom, why don't you just go buy a couple extra pair of scissors?
It doesn't matter. She'll sniff them out.
Josh will back me up on this. I don't care how many. I got to have 20 pairs.
Yes.
And they will all end up gone somewhere.
You know what other scissors have also disappeared? It's those like meat cutting scissors that come in the block. You know, you get all your knives.
Yeah.
And then there's like the meat scissors in there.
Are they using those?
Those are gone too.
Those are the sharp ones too.
Yeah, you cut a finger off. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that's why I love living alone because right now it's truthfully like everything that I either misplace or anything, which I don't, it's always on me.
Right.
So I always know where I'm putting my stuff. So, like, I had a buddy staying with me for the last couple weeks, and even then, I was like, hey, like, you know, this is where the forks and knives go when you're done using them and things like that. And it was just 2 weeks, and I was still, like, I love the kid, but getting frustrated because I was like, oh, my gosh, man. Like, I know where everything goes. You should know where everything goes, and you're not putting it back. And it was like, oh, my gosh.
We're going to open up our phones on this, and we're going to let you call in and talk about it. Like, who in your house is the person who cannot put anything away. And even more important, have you got a solution as good as Jeremy's about the safe? Because I'm not sure I want to put a I need this stuff in the kitchen. And I'm not sure I want to put a safe in
you
my...
You need a padlock in one of the drawers then. I guess you can call out whoever's the messy person in your house. Then I would also like to know if you have something hidden in your house. Like you truly are hiding like the stapler so nobody else can find it. I do want to read this from Tina.
Mm-hmm.
Tina says, Santa always gave our kids tape for Christmas. That problem was solved. So I guess Santa arrived with a box of tape for the year?
I don't think it would do it. Because I think they would misplace that and set it somewhere.
Probably would.
And then they would come get yours.
And then again, where's all this tape going? It's on your walls. It's in your couch. It's on the mats.
Stacy, who is that person in your house?
The person in my house is my stepdaughter and her dad as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like a mirror image of my house.
What do they leave laying around?
Well, they steal things like chargers and they... just disappear. And I am constantly buying phone chargers because my stepdaughter will take anything that she thinks she needs and take it. And I'll never see it again.
One of these days you're going to find a drawer filled with like 40 phone chargers.
Like, found them. She's 11 and I'll clean her room like quarterly and I'll find them all.
There you go. Hundreds of dollars in phone chargers.
Stacy. I'm commiserating with you. I feel your pain. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bye, as Stacey. Well. We appreciate you. Paul says he's got a good idea. What, a good idea of how to deal with this? Is that what you're saying?
Well, so we were saying that scissors is the same issue in our house. So, like Jeremy said, the ones in our block always go missing, so we bought a second pair. But now my thought process is that I'll get like that chain that they use at the bank with the pen.
Yep.
And just chain it to the counter.
Yep.
That's really good, man.
Yep. That's actually not
easy.
A bad idea, Paul. Thank you for the call. I was looking for a stapler here at the radio station yesterday. We used to have two in the studio and one in our office, and all three of them are gone.
Yeah, where'd
so
they
I went.
Go?
I went down to our sister station, and I was talking with Winston down there. And I told him, I said, "We need to put that little thing, that extension cord thing that comes out, you know, and just attach it.
See, then you staple, and it sucks it back in.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes.
Something like that. Marley, do you have a solution for all of this, or what?
Oh man, I've always been a type A kind of person. And I've been with my husband. We've been together for about 8 years now. And the one thing that drives me crazy that he does, my sweet husband, is he always leaves the wet towel at the end of the bed after he showers.
Oh, no. So always. Then the bed gets all wet, too.
It drives me up a wall. So what I've been doing lately is just, if I find it and he's home, I'll just drape it over him like a cape.
Oh, God. Why does he keep doing that?
I don't know. God love him.
God love him.
Sometimes it's all you can say.
Yeah,
Marley,
that's gross.
Have a terrific day. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you.